Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it is April the 3rd, 2024, and we have finally entered into this corridor, this timeline, this cosmically intense masterclass of life that will have a ripple effect for many years to come. And this particular podcast will be a little bit of an overview about eclipses, because we're going to be experiencing one of the greatest eclipses of the year, if not of quite some time, in the next few days. And we're currently in the corridor from the lunar eclipse on March 25th, 2024, leading obviously up to April 8th. So this particular Aries Libra axis of eclipses, they always come in pairs, as I would have discussed in my last podcast, Step In, Step Out. And it began back in April the 20th, 2023, when there was a hybrid solar eclipse. And then the next one that came with that then was October the 14th, which was a Libran solar new moon. So it set events in motion that weren't very harmonious, as we have discussed in October of 2023. But eclipses are, the cycle of eclipses are really, in this case, Libra and Aries, can be about war and can be about peace. So it's the vibe of both. And this will continue until, so we have obviously April the 8th coming up. The next one then will be in October the 2nd, and after that, March 20th, 2025. So for the moment, we are going through probably one of the greatest energetic times of massive change. And I've been a numerologist for over 27 years. And I have a huge interest in astrology, and I never ever claim to be an astrologer. I just dabble with it. I do loads of research and then I tell a story. So, but numerology wise, we have discussed already that April is a number 4 month on the calendar, and 4 is always to do with boundaries. It's to do with creating solid foundations. And let's be honest, friends, you know, right now it's quite a... It's unprecedented times, and it can be very much tests, tribulations for a lot of us, going through and understanding the changes that are a-coming, as the song goes. The changes are a-coming, Bob Dylan. And but for centuries and centuries and centuries, you know, astrologers, astronomers, and just everyday people, we've all been fascinated by the cosmic design, the cosmic events that do happen in the earthly skies and in the cosmic skies, and that affect us here, us mere minions here on the earthly plane. And what's curious is right now the North Node, which is actually also in the sign of Aries. So we have Venus, the North Node, with the Sun and the Moon, with Chiron, the wounded healer, Mercury throwing in its spanner because it's in retrograde, all in the sign of Aries. And there's a lot going on. And then, of course, after the 8th, there'll be lots of other things happening. And then we're leading up to probably one of the most interesting conjunctions. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, is conjunct Uranus in the sign of Taurus. And that's on the 20th. And that's also a very important number. And that's hugely about massive, massive life change. And I'm going to kind of go back to the past to kind of give you an understanding, if you will. It's a story. I'm a storyteller about possibly, you know, maybe looking at past timelines and what was going on when similar conjunctions were in the sky. And I guess with all of those planets in the sign of Aries, Aries is an initiation energy. And it's a creative process. And when we have the total solar eclipse on the 8th of April, the number 8 is always to do with equilibrium, is to do with the balance, is to do with as above, so below, as within, so without. And cosmically, we're going to be experiencing huge energy downloads, huge shifts of change of consciousness. And so when we add the 8 to the 4, and the 2 and the 0 and the 2 and the 4, we get the number 20. Because 8 and 4 is 12, 14, 16, and 4 is 20. Now 20, 2 is always to do with choices and decisions. 0 is the ability to have unlimited potential. And it's the alpha. It's a starting point again. Now 2 is usually related to intuitiveness, into support and systems, and connecting with people, teamwork, relationships. So everything is correlating with cosmically what's going on and astrologically. So it's an opportunity to rebirth. Now, when we have Chiron in the mix, Chiron, very interesting. I did a little bit of research in Chiron. And Chiron is a centaur, which means in Greek mythology, Chiron was a centaur. And the centaur is usually considered to be half man, half animal. But when you look at centaur, he's always presented as, he's a man's body. His front legs are of a male, but his back legs and his rear is of an animal. So he's a lot more human than animal. But then again, that's an opinion. But Chiron is also known as the wounded healer, and Chiron's history in Greek mythology is that he was orphaned and he was cast aside and he was bullied and he was scapegoated. So again, when Chiron's very present in the cosmic skies, especially in your own personal chart, it brings up issues and shadow work that needs to be looked at. But let's go back to Chiron. So Chiron always sensed and questioned his belonging because he didn't fit in. Obviously, mainly man, but then had the body of an animal as well, of a horse. So he was adopted by Apollo. And Apollo was the wise and strong leader, a teacher of the natural world. And he thought Chiron, he took Chiron under his wing, if you will. And he taught him, he educated him. He explained to him the alternative ways of looking at life and looking at the natural world. And he taught him to look outside the box, think outside, you know, the status quo. And he introduced Chiron to the wisdom of the cosmos, to the arts and crafts, to the healing world. And he lived in Mount Pelion in Greece. And that was where Chiron, as a man and as an older man, lived, so it said. And that was his refuge. And he would work with the herbs, the roots, plant medicine. And he would create remedies. So people would come to Chiron, it is said, and he would look at their mental, physical, emotional and spiritual needs, just like the number 8. And he would became and has become an expert on healing modalities. Remedies, and it's soul medicine to heal you. So with that in mind, he would test every part of the soul when a person would approach him. And it's associated apparently with blood, the bloodline. And it's also said that he would look at the ancestral part of one's ancestral tree to see the common themes that run through. But bloodlines and blood, I thought that was curious. So Chiron is very much somebody, whilst when he makes an appearance, which he's making a very strong appearance in the earthly, the cosmic skies at the moment here for us on the earth, we're being affected, whereas we're being encouraged also with Mercury being in retrograde since the 1st of April until we're at the 25th to be aware of what you're saying and thinking, because things will be misunderstood. There's no two ways about it. But equally, it's to do the shadow work and really be kind to yourself. Take time for yourself. These next few weeks are really important that you sit with yourself, and we're all, every one of us, are being given an opportunity to heal Chiron again. So I thought that was curious. So Chiron is about looking for alternative ways to heal at this time. So maybe, you know, if you can look at what we have as a society given our energies to, we have put a lot of energy has been put into maybe taking a pill or not addressing the root cause of a physical, emotional, mental or spiritual condition. So with Chiron in the mix, that's something to consider. There's so many different alternative methods along with medicine. I'm not saying to dismiss medicine, far from it. Along with medicine that you complement your lifestyle. It's also about healing, I believe, the inner child, and vulnerability is coming up for a lot of us. So the number 20, which is what the date, April 8th, which is just one date because it's going to have a ripple effect for over a year, if not more. 20 is asking for help. Get support, the number two. Just like Chiron, he had his mentor was his father, Apollo. And so we need to go and get support as well. Certainly why we try as humans to transcend our soul's contract through this time. Very, very important. So back in 2017, in August of 2017, there was another, August the 21st actually, at 28 degrees of Leo, the Great American Eclipse took place. That's 7 years ago. And it's said that it takes 7 years for the body to fully renew itself, cellularly wise. So I thought that was interesting. Seven, the number of healing, the mystic, the wisdom, the wise one. Chiron again. I'm always looking for, how would I put it? I look for clues, like Sherlock. I look for clues as to, you know, where synchronicities and such a thing, it's coincidences, it's two situations coinciding. But I look for kind of clues along the journey. So I thought that was curious that the Great American Eclipse, and the next one that's coming is also part of that Great American Eclipse that's happening on the 8th. So it's 7 years. And around that time, just that I throw it in August of 2017, good old Prince Harry and Meghan announced they were getting married. And I know you might say, well, what's that got to do with it? But what I thought was curious, way back, again, more eclipses. In 1501, there was an eclipse. And in the sign of Libra. Okay, and at the time in the UK, it hit across Europe, right down the UK, Wales, into France and Spain. And there was a king, the King of England at the time was King Arthur. Now, not King Arthur of the Knights of the Round Table. It was another King Arthur. And he died very suddenly in November of 1501. So it was after the eclipse. The eclipse took place around April. So he was the king of England, and his brother was Prince Henry, Harry, okay, Prince Henry, and he became the King of England at the age of, he was the Prince Regent, and he became, of course, one of the most infamous, you know, Kings of England, Henry the Eighth. And at the time, King Arthur was married to Catherine of Aragon, and when King Arthur died suddenly, after the eclipse, King Henry was betrothed to Catherine and they got married. Now, it wasn't a love match. And what is said is that Catherine was imprisoned in the Tower of London. She wasn't killed, but she was imprisoned. Henry had no interest in her. And at 50, she actually died at 50. But they said she was poisoned. But in fact, they probably feel it was cancer, because it wasn't diagnosed at the time. I thought that was very interesting, isn't it? Harry and Henry and Arthur. Mm. And what's also interesting is that history can play out alongside what's actually going on the earth right now. And I thought this was interesting again. I know I'm using that word interesting because there's so much to talk about. That when this eclipse hits on the 8th, when it's going to be, obviously, it's the Great American Eclipse, it's going to hit the whole of North America and head up into Canada around Ottawa, the centre of Canadian Parliament. But equally, there's going to be a comet in the sky. And this comet, now wait for this one, is called 12P Ponds Brooks. But its nickname, and we need a drum roll for this, it's called the Devil. You can look this up. And the reason it's called the Devil is that when it's going so fast in the cosmic skies, it looks like its horns on the top of the head as it speeds by. And it's the closest to Earth in 71 years. So that would be 1954, when there was also a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in the sign of Cancer this time. So the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction happens about every 14 years, but that was curious, I thought. So the Devil, and that goes back to what Nostradamus said. And eclipses have always been considered to be great omens. And it said that at the time of the crucifixion, there was a full solar eclipse that lasted 4.5 minutes, something similar to what's going to happen this time. So it really is the echoes of the past. So I guess for all of us, it's to really try and get support, recognize this can be an exceptionally vulnerable time as we transcend into a time of change, a time of vulnerability. Remember the story of Chiron, the wounded healer. But when Chiron learned his own personal lessons about feeling ostracized, feeling different, you know, maybe understanding that it's okay to think outside the box. I feel in many ways people who are the outsiders now, if we will, are going to be the ones that people will go to leadership for, because we can just see what's going on. So societally wise, old systems are coming down at such a rate. A lot of our leaders are stepping down or being asked to leave. And that's going to get stronger and stronger as this month presents itself, and particularly around the male energy, male leaders. So hold on to your britches. Remember, we're in Mercury retrograde. So be mindful and kindful of every single thing you say. Just take a breath before you say anything. And I've already had to learn this lesson so quickly. So just be mindful of that. This is a time of becoming more self-aware. It's activating maybe some deep shadow work. So reach out. I'm here for you. If you need to know what your soul contract is, if you need to understand why things are happening on a soul level, please feel free to contact me, numbersforsuccess.com, or email me at the links below. Remember, we're all here together to support each other and love each other, and start with yourself. And remember, this is a rebirth, and it's always darkest before the dawn. And so it is.